He knew some Ben Thomas. Russian missile and drone strikes killed at least 16 people in and around Ukraine's capital Thursday, Karen Chamas reports.
Cell phone footage captured by Kyiv resident Yehor Konovalov showed a flaming plume of orange smoke rise from the capital's horizon. The strikes hit 12 locations across Kyiv, damaging residential buildings, a medical facility, and an educational institution. Emergency crews scrambled to put out buildings on fire and to pull out people who were trapped under the rubble. Meanwhile, Ukraine has continued its campaign to strike targets inside Russian territory. I'm Karen Chemas.
In the Middle East, the aircraft carrier USS Lincoln's getting some relief after more than 250 days at sea. The USS George Washington's arrived in the region. A New York woman's been charged with plotting to set off an explosive at the state capitol in Albany. FBI Special Agent in Charge Craig Tremaroli says 35-year-old Jessica Bowie's being charged with providing material support to a foreign terrorist organization.
She planned to flee the country and one day come back to, quote, do more, such as New Year's Eve in Times Square, even stating she would come back to attack the White House and the president.
And Donna Warder reports 20 U.S. deportees have arrived in Liberia.
It's part of an agreement with the West African nation to send 1,200 deportees there. The 1,200 will include nationals from North America, South America, and the Caribbean, according to Liberia's information minister. The justice minister says the deportees could request asylum if they wish. Under a series of often secret agreements, immigration advocates say the Trump administration has deported thousands of people to nearly two dozen countries that are not their own. About 10 of them are on the African continent. I'm Donna Warder.
This is AP News. Short on air defense munitions, Ukrainian officials say they're now attacking the bow rather than the arrow. The AP's team in Ukraine has been talking with the military unit carrying that out. An explosives-laden drone launches toward Russia.
We are targeting our military bases, airfields, or oil infrastructure.
Yevhen Karas commands Ukraine's 413th Raid Unmanned Systems Regiment.
We need to make a punishment for Kremlin's regime for Russia.
And he says the drone strikes have been effective.
We see now a lot of problems inside Russia with their economy.
Drones' range have grown and Russian air defenses have suffered damage.
If we got enough batteries, we can fly Vladivostok and back.
Karas believes ordinary Russians are now feeling the war's cost.
Increasing noise of people who are not ready to pay is so big.
And that, he hopes, will speed peace talks. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.